I'd like to welcome you to today's broadcast of Front Porch Talks. I'm Grayson Willis, and today I'm joined by Pat and Dick Shoemaker, as well as Cheryl Wise and Jared Link, all members of our church here at Harrisonburg, First Church of the Nazarene. How are you guys doing today?
Great.
Doing great.
Doing good, Grayson. It's good to be here.
Good to have you guys. And the reason I have each of them in today on Front Porch Talks is to talk about volunteerism and serving and the importance of it. So, Cheryl, I'll just start with you.
Okay.
Talk about just some of, maybe start off with talking about how long you and Dwight have been coming to church here at Harrisonburg First Church of the Nazarene.
Okay, we've been here about 14 years. And I think I was here maybe half a year until someone asked me if I could serve on the Samaritan's Purse. And so I guess that sort of started my volunteering here at the church.
That's good. Thank you, Cheryl. Now, Pat or Dick, either of you who, or both of you, how long have you guys been attending the church here at Harrisonburg First Church of the Nazarene?
We've been here since 2002.
How did you guys get started in volunteering or serving with our local church here?
I guess through the Joy Group is the first area that we started working with that, and then it focused on maybe counting and volunteering at the desk and just many other areas.
Anything you'd like to add, Dick?
No, I would just add that I just start by saying that most of my career I was more into career building until 2002 when we moved here. And my lovely wife convinced me that I needed to start giving back as opposed to taking. So that's what started my volunteering. And I guess we really started at the hospital and revolved around Hope Distributed and things in the church.
Well, thank you both. And Jared, you just started working at the church recently with a facilities team, but talk about when you started attending the church here.
Grayson, I started coming here, let's just say, around about 15 years ago, back when I was a teenager, and never left.
And talk about some of the areas when you first got involved in serving here at the church.
The very first place I got to serve and give back in a church was on the mowing team. Remember, we were sitting in a class that Camelot Shuff was leading at the time, and I was sitting beside her husband, Sam, who was the facilities director at that time, and he was just talking about everything they had to do and this, that, and the other, and we had taken a personality assessment, and of course it came out mine was all task-oriented and, you know, craftsman-type stuff, and we kept talking, and I said, you know, wow, where can I start to serve in around a place like this? You know, I'm not artistic or anything like that. And somehow throughout the conversation, Sam goes, boy, we could use a little help mowing. And I said, wow, you can mow grass around here? And he said, well, sure. I said, sign me up. And so, lo and behold, we started mowing, and me and several other guys took over the mowing, all but full-time off the facilities team, and a couple years go by, and God's plan unfolded, and I work here now. So
that's cool. It's kind of neat how things come full circle now.
Yeah, don't let that scare you off from volunteering now.
Oh, well, thank you, Jared, for sharing. Cheryl, maybe if you would just like to talk about just the importance of, you know, it's important to get involved in church and become part of the church, and but just how you can, I believe you would all probably agree with me when I say this, that when you give back, you also receive when you give back, and the importance of volunteering and
okay.
That.
Well, I would agree with that. That's probably one thing I would have said, Grayson, is that when you give of your time, and God gave us all talents, and people said, I have a talent for helping people and serving, leading people, and so I've tried to use that talent, both in my profession and here volunteering in the community and at the church. And so I think, you know, one value for me is I think it strengthens my faith and my spiritual growth to give of my time and my talent. I think it enhances my faith because you do get back when you're working with people. And I don't mean working for pay. I mean working with them. And I just like to serve others, and they seem to appreciate it. And you make a whole lot of friendships, whether you're serving on a board or you serve with people here in the Joy Group, like we all have, or Dick and Pat and I have. You make a lot of great friends, and then you sort of learn that there's other needs that maybe you can help serve. And so I feel that way on the shepherding team. I guess that's why I became a part of the shepherding team, is visiting people just seems like a good way to volunteer and use my time now that I'm retired from my profession.
Pat, also you and Dick have been serving a while. Talk about what you get out of serving, whether it be at church, or you mentioned that you serve at the hospital also.
I don't care where you serve. The more you give, you get more back than what I feel like I give. You know, we're just simple hands to be able to work in the community or in the church. The Lord gave us each talents, and it just takes each need to use the simple talents that we have. You know, you think of a tree, it has different branches, and we are just part of the branches and each little limbs, and if we just put it back together to make a tree, it's a way that we can each use the talents that we have to give back. But it's just incredible. I know I spend a lot of hours at the hospital, and it never a day goes by that I feel like people will have come back and said, you touched me in a certain way, even if it was to help me find a newspaper or find my spot where it is. It's just a way that you can guide and direct people. You build so many friendships, and just, you know, you just feel like God gave you that talent and you need to use it, and use it. Mine is to serve and to serve other people.
Well, thank you, Pat. And I noticed from hearing both you and Cheryl that relationships, building relationships through serving, is one of the biggest things that you get out of serving. Dick, also, I know that you serve here at the church and also at the hospital. What would you like to add as far as what you get back from serving?
I'm not sure I could add a lot to what both Cheryl and Pat said. I've actually put a kudos in. I have really enjoyed working with Cheryl over the years. But, you know, God never said volunteering was going to give us salvation, but it's certainly a byproduct. When you see that you have salvation and your life is Christ-centered, it makes you want to give back. So I would just add that to it, that it's just a pleasure to meet people and to just show the face of Jesus to those you come in contact with a smile or with a just a nice word or whatever. But it's just a pleasure, and the nice part about it is you don't have to, you get to, as your dad would say. I think that's what I would add.
Well, thank you, Dick. That's a great point. If you know the good news of Christ, certainly you want to share it with those around you and make sure that they have that same hope in Christ, or if they don't, you want to let them know that they can have that same relationship with Christ that you do. And that's also what you mentioned about not that you have to, but you get to. That's a great outlook or a great attitude to have when it comes to serving, that we're all part of the body, and God doesn't need us, but He wants us. He wants us to be a part of serving others and serving Him, using the gifts and abilities that He's given us. And Jared, talk about some of the things that you've gotten out of serving here, whether it be the local church or any other area that you might serve in.
It's truly a rich blessing to be able to give back. You know, what immediately came to mind when Dick and Pat were talking or sharing there was John 15. Verse 4 says, "Abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me." And it goes on there in verse 5, "I am the vine and you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit, for without me you can do nothing." You know, and I really feel like the true heart of serving is a heart for the Lord. And once you cultivate that intimate relationship with Him, you can't help but serve. It's just a burning desire inside your heart to give back, just as a fruit of your relationship with Christ. And so when you know, we're so blessed here to have many, many opportunities to give back. So when you have that burn from a right relationship with the Lord and cultivating that, you can give back, you know, whether it's at the food bank or Celebrate Recovery or mowing grass out back or pulling weeds. It's all serving. It's all fruit of a relationship. And, you don't really have to, when God is sourcing you like that, and that's where the source of your serving is coming from, you don't have to worry about getting burnt out, because He's an unlimited source. And if He is your source and your supply, you're in for quite a treat to be able to give back.
Well, thank you, Jared. That's a good word. And I know from talking to Karen Good, who's in charge of our volunteer culture here at Harrisonburg First Church of the Nazarene, there's, like you mentioned, mowing grass, pulling weeds, just helping with Celebrate Recovery. There's many different areas to serve in the church. So if you're not sure where you want to serve, we can help you here at church. Like I said, you can talk to Karen. You can call the church office and ask to be transferred to her, and she can get you plugged in here. And I'm sure there's other people at church that can point you in the direction of who you need to talk to get involved if that's something that you have a desire for. I think there's a place for everybody to serve in the church, and I think that God has given us all different giftings and abilities, and we need everybody's skills as part of the body. And I know, talking from experience, when I first graduated college, I wanted to get involved in serving, didn't really know where or how, and Pastor Adrian came to me and asked if I'd be willing to serve as a small group leader, or as his assistant, small group leader for one of the middle school boys group, and I wanted to serve, so I did it, kind of wasn't sure what to expect, but now I've really, really enjoy it, and gotten, like all of you have said, gotten probably more out of it than I've given, or at least that I feel like I've given. And so I want to thank each of you for serving the local church and for serving the community. Cheryl, is there anything that you would like to add that I maybe haven't asked you, or anything you would like to add about serving or giving your time?
I guess I gave time volunteering in different ways, even when I had a full-time job, because I felt like it was important when I was in the school system to give in other ways. And I think one of your father's favorite things he says that I guess I've always tried to apply is that it's no pressure to volunteer, but it certainly brings pleasure. Now, he always says no pressure, just pleasure. And I think some people don't get the pleasure because they feel like they don't have the time, and all of us have time to help others.
That's good. Yeah, we certainly can find time or make time for what's important to us. And I think that when it comes to serving, we just have to find areas that we're passionate in, and where we just feel like that God's gifts in us are being used in that area and where it's bringing out our best gifts. What about you, Pat? Anything you would like to add?
I think as parents and as grandparents, we need to also be the example of serving so that others will realize that that's what they also need to do. Because it isn't a natural thing. I know my parents did not do a lot of volunteer because they weren't able to, and they were not in the same situation. But I think today, there's always, whether it's 15 minutes here or 15 minutes there, or there is something that you can do, whether it's small or takes a lot of time. You just have to see what gift that you have that you want to share with others.
And Dick, what would you like to add as far as serving or giving of your time, maybe that I didn't ask you previously?
Let me just give you an example. We are also part of the cookie ministry here at church. Mm-hmm. And last night we delivered cookies to a lady that could not believe somebody would take the time to come to her house and bring her cookies just because she came to church. And I actually got a note from her this morning that said, I was totally blessed of having you guys in my house last night. And it's just nice to hear that you can be a blessing to people and don't even know that that's your purpose. So that's sort of what I would add. And the other thing I would say is we also need to be served and to be willing to thank people for serving us. Because as you look around the church, there's an awful lot of people also go and serve us. So not only are we volunteering, but people are volunteering through us.
That's a good point, Dick. Certainly we need to not take the things that people do for us for granted. And it doesn't have to be something big. It can be something as small as delivering cookies to somebody. And Pat, also what you said was good about setting an example for the generations coming after us and how serving isn't something that maybe people would just do naturally if they weren't taught it by people older than them or people that they look up to. I want to thank each of you for joining me today on Front Porch Talks and for sharing your testimonies about how serving is important and about what you've gotten out of it. And I want to say a prayer for each of you before we leave. Lord, I just thank you for Pat and Dick Shoemaker and for Cheryl Wise and for Jared Link. There are just a few that represent many people that serve here at our local church here at Harrisonburg First Church of the Nazarene and also serve in our community of Harrisonburg and Rockingham County. And I just pray a blessing over each one of them and thank you for the time that they've taken out of their day to join me here on Front Porch Talks and just help them to know that you are appreciative of them and the work that they do. And even though sometimes it may go unseen, that it doesn't go unseen by you or unappreciated by you. And I just pray that you continue to bless what they do in serving you, Lord. And I pray for others in our church that serve also, Lord. And pray for those that may be looking for a place to serve, that you will help them find a place to serve that is best fit their talents and their passions, Lord. And I pray a blessing over this church and over the many ministries and the many people that it reaches out to and to the community, Lord. And thank you for your many blessings and everything that you've done for us and everything that you've done in our lives. And I ask this in your name. Amen.
Amen.
Pat and Dick and Cheryl and Jared, thanks again for joining me on Front Porch Talks. It's been a pleasure talking with each of you.
Thank you.
Have a good day, and thanks to you to listen to Front Porch Talks. May God bless.